Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Heather Pierman, and welcome to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour. And today, our topic is your body, health, and life will always give feedback if you are not living within your purpose. And this is really a topic that I hold very dear to my heart because having been a practitioner for the last 20 years, this is something that I see continuously within my practice, within my clients, when they are coming in, when they come into the practice looking for desire or they desire change, they desire transformation. So everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a mission. But most are not living within their purpose. The general programming is to get a job, hopefully making lots of money. This is the belief. The most common belief is that we have to work hard, earn a living, particular lifestyle, or gain certain credentials to receive abundance. Okay, and how many of us believe, for instance, that in order to have as much money as we would like, we have to hold a job we do not enjoy, but that pays well. The unhappy result of this belief is that we attract job after job that is unsatisfying to us. And that is where the majority of the population is. That has been our conditioning process. I know for myself growing up, you know, going through elementary school, college, high school, college, I was always trying to tap into things that I thought that would provide me a lot of money. I thought about accounting one time because I like numbers. And then I tried that for a little while and I said, okay, this is not it. And then I found myself just always going back to biology, back to the sciences. And I found that that is where I would gain where I would experience the most pleasure. And when I was in school, so I was part of a science club and someone came in and they started talking about chiropractic and no one in my family, maybe my grandmother went to a chiropractor, but no one was under chiropractic care. But I was more about chiropractic care because it was drug free. It was surgery free. And I said, okay, I want to know more. And when I began to understand how this was helping the body to function significantly healthier, it was drug-free and surgery-free, I said, okay, you know, this sounds like it is really up my alley. And then I get the opportunity to have my own practice. And I said, okay, you know, because the 9-to-5 just never worked for me. It was just, it just never resonated with me whatsoever. But the more that I began to explore the practice of chiropractic, the science of chiropractic, I said, you know, there's definitely something in this for me personally. And that was the beginning of my journey of beginning to step into my purpose. But it began to unfold from there. It just wasn't about chiropractic because as time continued to that I had other interests. I wanted to know more about what was happening emotionally with clients. I wanted to understand nutrition. And then I was introduced to the concept of quantum physics. And I said, okay, now we can talk, because this was just a whole new concept for me that I wanted to explore. And it definitely helped my interest, and that's what I did. I just continued to explore within these sciences, and it helped me to evolve into my purpose as a whole. So it wasn't just the chiropractic. It wasn't just the nutrition. It wasn't just the concept of quantum physics. I'm also a life and relationship coach as well, and I utilize design programs for clients, but all of that allowed me to really to unfold into my purpose and to really dig into what I wanted to do, because I felt great about it. I just knew that this is what I wanted to do, and this is how I could really help people to heal and to be able to tap into their purpose. And not even knowing that at the time, I just knew that if people were feeling better, if they were functioning better, then they would experience more joy in their life. So we're going to stop there, because now we are going to introduce our sponsor.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
And welcome back. And we are discussing how your body, your health, and your life will definitely give you feedback when you are not living your purpose. So I was just sharing a few moments ago about how I was able to unfold into my purpose. And then as the years continued, I really thought that that was going to be it for me, because things were going so well. And I, you know, financially, everything just seemed to be in order, until as time continued to unfold, my health started to decline, my practice started to shift, my marriage started going through so many changes. And fortunately, having been already a holistic health practitioner, it allowed me to connect with other holistic practitioners to heal. And as I began to work with some of the doctors that actually created some of the work that I do, that helped me to begin to tap into why my body was going through so many changes, and which we're going to cover definitely some of that information here today. But one of the biggest things was, even though I went to school, I got my, you know, I'm a licensed physician, okay, I'm a licensed chiropractor, and I have all these other certifications, there was still very much a part of myself that I was not being truthful about. Yes, I believe at some point, what was I doing? I was chasing the money. Even though I was working within the healing arts, okay, it was still about being able to chase the money. But I was still denying what my passion was, what I loved most. And I remember I was sitting in my office and a client walked in. And she said, Dr. Pierman, she said, hey, what's going on? I said, oh, I was just sitting here just pondering over some of the changes, you know, that I've been going through lately. And she looked at me and she said, you know, she says, I said, excuse me? She said, yes, it's because you're complacent. She says, God will knock you down the steps when you are complacent. And I looked at her and I said, okay, well, if I got knocked down the steps and I felt like I just broke both of my legs and ankles and I'm learning how to walk again. And because I was in this, my life, my practice, everything was just going through so many changes. But I have to tell you, she was right. And when I began to tap into what I love, okay, and ultimately it's always helping people, but ultimately it is helping people to, through helping people to what? Find their purpose. And also, I've always loved the concept of relationships. As a child, I used to write love stories as a child. But I knew that I ultimately wanted to be able to help couples to come together as one okay? And to understand that relationships and that marriage ultimately is a spiritual journey. But how could I tap into this holistically? And when I began to reflect upon my journey, every single thing that I had been doing was evolving into that. Not one moment of any portion of my evolution was in vain. Every single aspect of my evolution was about me evolving into my purpose. So how will your body, your health, and your life inform you when you are off your path or your purpose? Well, I just shared about my evolution, how my health started to change. And I see that with many of my clients, 99.9% of them that walk into my door, that come into my practice, definitely they are not content with where they are, regardless of how much money they're making. I have clients that make several figures per year, and you know what? They've basically expressed the truth. They have so much fear about stepping into their purpose that they can't let that portion of their lives go. And what happens? Their body is displaying the truth about where they are in their existence. They're starting to feel it as the symptoms or the emotions of pain, okay, dis-ease, okay? So when your body, when you are not living within your purpose, your body already knows your program. It already knows what you came here to do. Okay, it is already programmed with what you came here to do, what you were born to do. So when we begin to move away from that, your body is under so much stress. And when we are under, we are not living our purpose, we are definitely putting our bodies under stress. Okay, when you are living your purpose, everything starts to order itself. Okay, the universe has an order. Okay, well, so does your body. When you are existing in your purpose, your body knows that about you, and your body is here to support you. It is your avatar. It is your vehicle. It is your spaceship. And the other thing is it will do whatever you tell it to do as well. So if you're not living your purpose and you're off of that, it's still going to do what you tell it to do, but it's under stress because from the heart, from the mind, from the soul, when you are not in alignment with that, the body is definitely, it be under a state of stress. How does so, just your health, any dis-ease that we're experiencing, we are definitely off of our purpose, off of our path. You know, in the medical world, they use the term pathology, okay, when they're describing disease. Well, what is the real meaning of pathology? That you are off your path. So regardless of what your dis-ease is, whether it is high blood pressure, whether it is diabetes, whether you're experiencing cataracts or cancer or severe digestion or an autoimmune issue, you are definitely off of your path. And this is the feedback that your body is trying to give you, that your body and your state of health are trying to give you. Now, let's talk about life. What does your life look like? Are you in a state of joy? Are you in a state of abundance? Are you in a state of love? Or where are you? Are you in a state of stress? And these are definitely some of the signs and symptoms that we begin to experience when we are off of our path. The body is definitely experiencing this level of stress. And believe me, it is a level of stress. Why? Because your adrenals are being affected. Those are the little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, okay, and they produce adrenaline. And when we are under stress, we are in hyperadrenaline mode, okay? You are really just making these adrenals work so much harder than what they need to do. They're always here to support you, and they have a specific purpose. And when are we under constant stress? When we are living through fear, doubt, shame, all of those what we refer to as catabolic emotions. Sometimes we hear the word negative emotions, but I'm speaking from what we call a universal order. Catabolic means to shrink. Anabolic means to expand. Okay, so we are living in these emotions that are keeping us under stress, fear, doubt, shame, sadness, and I can just go on and on and on. in addition to keeping us under stress, we're also in the past. We're not in the present because we keep trying to figure out, well, how can I do more? How can I get more? I wish I was here. I wish I had this. And the wishing and living in the past is not going to change your state, your reality. That's only going to change when we begin to tap into our purpose. So how do you know when you are off your path? What are these signs and symptoms? Begin to look at your life. When you sit down and you really begin to look at it, write it down. Say, okay, you know, do I really love my job? Do I like my job? Am I content with the amount of money that I'm making? Am I satisfied? Okay, these are just some of the signs and symptoms. Are you happy in your relationship right now? Okay, and what does your health look like? Are you feeling well? Are you feeling joyful? And if you can answer yes to those questions, then you may very much be in your path or at least on the way to your path. But if you know if it's the opposite, then you know that you are definitely not living in your purpose, and it is definitely time for change. Because remember, when you're not, your body, every single system, your nervous system, your cardiovascular system, your endocrine system, your digestive system, every single cell in your body is under stress. And if we are under stress, what is happening ultimately? Is the life force flowing with us? Within us? Is it flowing within us, or is it blocked? And if it's blocked, if the life force is blocked, that means that we are dying, that we're not living. So now we are going to hear from our sponsor again, and we'll be right back so we can definitely continue our conversation about living within your purpose.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings. So we are back and we are discussing, about within one's life purpose, one's path. Okay. So what are just some of the things that can actually influence or redirect a person from not being within their purpose, from not living within their purpose or their path? So we discussed one of the first things that we talked about this concept about, you know, the most common belief is that we have to work hard, earn a living, be productive, achieve a particular lifestyle, or gain certain credentials to receive abundance. And I can definitely say that was moving me a little bit. You know, I said, hey, if I'm a doctor, you know, that's going to afford me a certain kind of lifestyle. And I really did believe that because that has been my program: become a doctor, become a lawyer. Okay, I knew that I didn't want to go into the medical profession. I knew I didn't want to have anything to do with any surgery, any sort of drugs whatsoever. Okay, but I still knew that I did want to be a practitioner. But once again, I thought if I had these credentials, you know, that's just going to change everything for me. Okay, and many of us believe that in order for us to have as much money as we would like, then we have to hold a job that we do not enjoy but pays well. And that is where a very large majority of the population are. This is where they can exist. So that conditioning process that really starts from childhood is one of the things that will redirect a person from not living within their purpose. Your family will tell you. I've had many clients that have been told by their parents what they have to do. I had a student that came in as a client, and she just broke down right in front of me, and she said, my mother told me that my choices about what I want to do are just stupid. Okay, so the parents sometimes will influence you. Okay, and then again, as we were talking earlier, what has the biggest dollar sign? okay? If this has the biggest dollar signs, then this is really going to direct how my life will move. So yes, these are some of the concepts influence or redirect a person from not being within their purpose. Now, also, where are we in our emotional state? Okay. And again, if we are unfolding through these conditioning processes, you know, and again, if our family is telling us how we're supposed to live, you know, what we're supposed to be doing, what they think is best, okay, then we also are what? We've inherited some of these, you know, transgenerational, what we call influences. These influences aren't just based on what your parents are telling you to do, but even how they think, okay? So let's say, for instance, your parents didn't necessarily tell you what to do, but if you still have that same conditioning process about what it is that you want to do, about what you should be doing, then still following that same path without our parents ever saying anything, because we already have that same programming within our state of consciousness. And one of the something that just came up recently in the news, in the media, was a singer who recently had some drug addiction issues, okay? And beautiful young lady, my children just love her. Her name is Demi Lovato. And powerful voice. And I remember I was sitting with one of my children, and we were just talking about, you know, when you listen to the words of some of these songs today, are, you know, where is someone in their existence right now? Are they singing about love and joy, or are they singing about pain and hurt? And, you know, and we have to understand that depending on where we have to understand, if we're singing about pain, then we may very much be in pain. Okay, if we're singing about hurt or sadness, or, you know, we have to really begin to understand. So we need to pay attention to the words that we're listening to within some of these songs, because that will definitely give you some insight as to where someone may be. You know, sometimes with some of the artists, singers, you know, they're giving you a diary of their life. Okay, they're letting you know where they are. So then I want to say maybe like a week or two later or a few weeks later, then we heard about her having these drug addictions. And then I was actually watching one of the cable networks with regards to the news, and they were in, there was someone who had interviewed her, and she shared that her parents had these world of, when we begin to look at holistic healthcare and quantum physics, this is what we call a morphic field or a miasm. Okay, they both, the concept that both of her parents had these addictions. Okay, so let's not even look at her as an artist right now. She could be doing anything else. She could be working as a psychologist, or she could be working as an IT person. The fact that both her parents had these addictive realities, these are the things that we also inherit, okay? And these are the things that are passed on to us transgenerationally. So her singing and these addictive realities are the two separate things, okay? Now, her singing very much could be her purpose. I don't know, okay? I know that she has a powerful voice, but do I know if it's her purpose? I don't know. But for years, from acting, singing, she still has gone through many of these changes that have influenced her life, these addictive realities. And again, both her parents had these addictions, okay? So this is something that she more than likely would have experienced. Why? Because these are what we call fields of influence. They increase the probabilities of us having the same exact experience that our parents had. So whenever a client comes into the office, I always talk to them, well, tell me about your parents. I want to know more about your parents. Tell me about their health. Okay, now, if I'm not necessarily working with a client in regards to their health issues, I may be working with them about their relationship issues, working with them with regards to their financial state, okay? And we still always look at what their, historically, what their family, how was their family experiencing some of these same challenges that they're facing today. And 99.99999% of the time, they were. They were, you know. So just going back to this young lady that has a powerful voice, and then in our culture, you know, we don't understand that. You know, we make so many judgments for why should she be having these issues? You know, she has all this money, celebrity, success. But if we don't understand that we inherit these transgenerational influences, and guess what? It is your responsibility to transform it. We made an agreement when we came here that we would transform through these inherited, through these transgenerational influences. And whatever our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors didn't heal from, it is passed on generation to generation to generation. And it is so important that we understand this, because this will play a major role in how you are making your life choices today with regard to being, living, and existing within your purpose. So now, just going back to this young lady again, you know, if she learns to go within, okay, how do we even begin to tap into this, okay? It is so important that we go within. It is so important that we go within. And how do we go within? You have to ask yourself, do you love? That's the first thing. That is the first thing. And just going back to the singer, you know, you can see that with if we are utilizing any sort of chemical substances, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, okay, these children today, they have these new things called like vaping, and I'm hearing all these things that are keeping us distracted. And again, because if we're not happy, then we believe that this is going to bring us some sort of joy. And if we believe that we're in a state of bliss, believe me, it's only momentary. And what we actually remotely match to what the physical body can actually express. So it is important that we begin to go within, that we begin to tap into what we love, okay? Not what's going to bring us the most money, because when I ask my clients, I say, okay, well, what is it you love? They say money, and I say, why? Well, because it'll afford me this kind of lifestyle. And I said, okay, so then the question becomes, if you didn't have to think about money, what would you be doing? What would you be doing if you didn't have to think about money? And then that is where they begin to tap into and explore what it is that they love. And whether if you want to do basket weaving, it shouldn't matter. That is up to you, because that may be your purpose. Okay, that may very much be your purpose. So when we begin to tap into our purpose and we begin living our purpose, what does that mean ultimately? If this is your mission, this is your life purpose, then you are beginning to move with the order of the universe, okay? You are beginning to allow the body to respond in the way that it was always supposed to do so, to what you came here to do. Again, your cells are already programmed with this information, okay? Your body knows, once again, what it is that you are supposed to be doing. Because ultimately, okay, love is the utmost of all energies anyway. That is the God energy. That is the truth. That is the ultimate energy. So we're not talking about romantic love. That's just one stage, just one phase of love, okay? But the ultimate love is divine love. Everyone's purpose is what? It's divine. It is divine. And who else is divine? You are divine. Your body is divine. But if we're not unfolding in that light, unfolding in that energy, then once again, everything starts to become what? Disorderly. So we're no longer moving with the order of the universe. Okay? We are no longer moving with the order of the universe. And the universe will always support you regardless of where you are, because you will get some sort of signal that you are off your purpose. Okay? So when we are experiencing health issues, when we are having relationship problems, when we are having these money problems, then it is letting us know that we are off of our purpose. So now, as we were stating before, when you are within your purpose, life begins to unfold very differently, very differently. It becomes more expansive. And then what happens? We begin to get redirected to the things that are going to allow us to evolve and expand in the most divine way. And I'm a testament to that, because for years, remember when I was sharing, when my client walked in the door and she told me I was complacent, she couldn't have been more right. I remember I looked at her like, she's right. And then at the same time, I'm saying, are you talking to me? Okay, because I wasn't sure. I was like, am I supposed to be offended by what she's saying right now? But she was so right, okay? And I will always be grateful to that client. I see her, I hear her in my thoughts all of the time. And I'm in so much gratitude, because that conversation was divine. It was right on time, because it made me think. It made me really begin to reflect on what should I be doing now, okay? Again, my practice was going through so many changes, and I just knew ultimately that I was nowhere where I was supposed to be. So as I continued to unfold, it began to lead me to the very next thing, to the very next thing, and then the next thing, as I continued to unfold into my divine purpose. So now we are going to take another break, and we're going to hear what our sponsor wants to share with us.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd, for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights Aurora. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
And welcome back. And, you know, what we're discussing today is really about living within your life purpose. And again, this is what, that we are not following our path, that we have not accepted our divinity. You know, again, and whose plan are you on? Are you on man's plan? Are you on God's plan? You know, you have to understand God's plan has always been a divine plan. And I know that in many, many, many of my conversations with Dr. Jewel Pookrum, that is a question that she has presented to me many times. And I get it. I get it today. I get it today, because now I can really understand that when you're in God's plan, when you are on a divine plan, everything moves orderly. As she always says, Dr. Pearman, have a great time. Have a great time with whatever it is that you're doing. And I get that today. I can see that today, because there were many times, even though I was helping people, and I love helping people, I love to see people be in a state of joy, be in a state of love. You know, this is what gives me so much joy. This is truthfully an abundant reality for me. It always has been. I can always talk about health, love, relationships, healing. I could talk about that all day, every day. And if money wasn't a concept, okay, excuse me, it doesn't have to be, okay, I know that's where I need to be. Because when I eliminate that thought, money, it is just, it's a sensation that moves through me in such an expansive way. And I'm not going to judge the sensation, but I know, because I know that I'm in a state of joy. I'm not talking about emotions. I know that I'm in a state of joy. I know that I'm in a state And it is. It is ecstasy. Ecstasy is a state, okay? We're not talking about what people are taking to believe that they're in a state of ecstasy. Ecstasy is actually a state of consciousness. And once again, when we are living within our purpose, that is ultimately where you will be. You will be in states of joy. You will have peace of mind. You will be in bliss. And when you're not, then that's just telling you what? That you are off your purpose, okay? There are some things that you may still need to unfold through in order to get back on track. There may be some things that you haven't necessarily healed from completely, but you don't want to deny yourself this God-given energy, this ability, the passion, the mission, and how ultimately it's really going to expand your life in such a divine way. And there really is. That is a state of consciousness. That is not a belief. That is a knowingness. Completely two different things altogether. So with that being said, our last, it was talking about this trip to Alaska that the Jewel University is taking, accessing your multidimensional self under the auroras. And we are the Jewel University. This is an advanced discipline workshop. We are getting the opportunity to go to Alaska and study under the auroras with Dr. Jewel Pulchram, the Red Queen, Stephanie South. And we are, this is going to grant someone the opportunity to release a lot of these mayas and these things from our path that are holding us back. In addition, it's going to upgrade our life. Why? Because we are getting the opportunity to activate dormant DNA. Now, you just think about it. Where are you right now? How is your life unfolding now? And to know that you can go to Alaska and sit under these auroras and receive some of the most highly expansive information by studying with Dr. Jewel Pulchram and the Red Queen, Stephanie South, that when you come back, you are not going in the same way that you went in, you are not coming out. And I'm just speaking from experience, okay? I'm going to tap into the past for a moment, because last year when I went to the Advanced Discipline Workshop with Dr. Jewel, that was amazing to me. And I couldn't wait to go. I couldn't wait to go. One of my co-facilitators, Leah Wilson-Watts, been with the Jewel University a bit longer than me, when she went the year before, and I wasn't part of the Jewel University then. And I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for her to get back, because she would just share all of the great things that would take place with the Jewel University, and I just wanted to know more. I was like, okay, I want to go, because I knew that where I was in my life, once again, I had been complacent. I was not within my purpose, and I innately knew that there was something that the Jewel University was going to provide me with. I didn't know what, but from what Leah had shared, what I had watched on YouTube, other videos that I had been given, I knew that there was something being there in this university that was going to help me to transform. And when I began to make the conscious decision to say, okay, you know what, it's time for me to sign up, I'm going to attend, then guess what? That was the universe guiding me to help me to get back to where I needed to be, okay? And I have to share, it has. I have just unfolded so expansively, and I'm in gratitude every day. And you know what? It gets better every day, because now that I have this balanced brain, I get to work with Dr. Jewel Pulchram. There's such a great staff, you know, and the students. It is just so amazing. In addition to my own private practice, and I get to share the same wealth with my clients. So really, ultimately, we are becoming one big collective anyway, one big mind. And my clients today, they see that. They see how much I've transformed. Why? Because I am on my path. I am living within my, you are existing in states of joy, love, compassion, and abundance. And remember, these are states of consciousness. So now, I know that we have some callers. So let's check in with our callers to see if they have any questions about knowing when you are living within or when you are not within your purpose, and how your body and your life and your health gives you the feedback.
Caller 322, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Greetings. Calling to ask, like, what are some of the techniques that you have employed to discover or actualize your purpose? You know,
okay.
Meditation, of course, right?
Continue.
Well, for me, I feel like I know my purpose, but I haven't, like, anchored myself in the confidence of actualizing the process to live it due to, I guess you would say, trauma from the past. I'm doing the work now. You know, I'm intermittent fasting, and when I do fast, I do see some of those emotions surface. And when those emotions come up, I kind of like go back to eating. And so I just have to keep being persistent with the fasting. Meditation, maybe I'm not meditating correctly, but I know what my purpose is, but I seem to somehow not completely accept it due to the programs that are still running, causing me to feel like maybe I'm not worthy of success, or the programs I've heard, like you'll never be SHIT in life, things like that. Those programs are still running, and I'm just working on how to delete those programs, and I feel like I'm scratching the surface. So right now, the only solution that I've discovered that would work for me is continuous fasting. You know, maybe like, 48 hours a week. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing extensive.
Okay.
I eat,
okay.
I'm on a vegan diet, so, you know, that helps me. I know it's
okay.
Not all about food.
Well, that's just, yeah, you're right. That's a portion of it. What's your name, by the way?
Oh, my name is Zoak Zodu.
Zoak. Okay, Zoak. So we're going to take Zoak. We are going to take a sponsor break, and as soon as we come back, we're going to address what you so lovingly shared with us today. Okay, so as soon as we come back, we are going to address that.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So greetings and welcome back. And one of our callers just shared how, you know, how he's been wanting to tap into his purpose, but these old programs, you know, that just keep coming up for him are creating these blocks as to why he has not been able to unfold. And thank you so much for sharing, because that's heavy. I have to tell you that this is what, in my practice, this is what I see all of the time. So my recommendation to you, and I'm going to expand more about this in a moment, is that if you're not on the balancing program, you get on the balancing program, okay? And fasting is awesome. Why? Because I find that when I fast, that is when I get, like, these amazing downloads. And when I started fasting, after I balanced my brain, whew, the information that was coming in was so powerful. You know, we're the only species on the planet that does not have a balanced brain. Every other species, okay, we're the only ones that have the concept of free will. And if you think about it, you know, this is where we get the opportunity to begin to make choices. So you're here with us today. You're on this radio show. You're on the Jewel Network. And the Jewel University has a balancing program. And I have to tell you, when I came into that program, I was like, okay, you know, I'll balance my brain. You know, great, because I already have been studying quantum physics. So I definitely came in biased. But I have to tell you, it has changed my life beyond what I thought it would ever be. okay? I came in because Dr. Jewel would just drop all of this amazing information. I was hungry. I wanted more. Please give me more. I've never what was coming out of her, you know, I had never heard before. And I said, okay, I need more of this information. So so I came in. I said, okay, I'll do this balancing program. I'm meditating on these symbols. And who knew? The information, things that I would struggle with before, okay, reading, how I would absorb, okay, being able to remember, all of that began to change for me when I began to balance my brain, okay, and it has been such an expansive transformation, my health, my relationships, it allowed me to begin to expose the biggest, like the, when we were talking about the miasms, these morphic fields, a miasm is a Greek word that means to taint, stain, or bend. You know, it's like an underlying dis-ease pattern. And basically, it has, if you look at it in a simple way, it has these memories. But it's not necessarily yours, per se. It's what you inherited. And when these miasms start to come to the surface, you know, they contribute to how your mind, your emotions, just how everything, how your body's functioning. And I have to tell you that when I really began to unfold through this balancing program, these miasms began to surface, but I knew how to confront them, and I knew how to transform that. And that is what happens because you're working with what? New brain tissue. You're working with a holosynced brain. And that's what animals do, okay? They don't worry about time, space. They don't have to worry about where their money is coming from, food. They don't ever have to worry about that, okay? So, but again, we're the only ones that are here with, we're using maybe 5 to 10% of our brain. So when you begin to balance your brain, these things that are holding you back will begin to expose themselves. And because you have a balanced brain, then you're moving with the order of the universe. And when you begin to move with the order of the universe, then you continue to get presented with the things that are going to help you to transform in the most divine way. And you have to understand, divine is order, okay? And it really allows you to begin to tap into who you are. And when you understand who you are at the core, all those beliefs start to just dissipate. They just start to go away. You don't have to question anything anymore because what happens? You're moving along with the order of the universe. Does that help to answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing. We are sending you so much love and light. And if you're not here with the Jewel University, please reach out to us. My email is Dr. Pearman. DrPearman, as in Nancy, at JUIS.education. Okay, so reach out
yes,
to us, you know.
Yes, I am enrolled in the class. Well, not a member, but I do follow the program on Sundays.
Okay. Oh, yes, okay. I think I know who you are. Yes, okay. So, yes, thank you. Well, you know, when you're ready to enroll into that, into the balancing program, that is when you're really going to see an even more expansive shift. If you're in the Universal Principles Support Group on Sundays, awesome. But when you get into that balancing program, it's going to change everything for you. Because having a holosynced brain, that's only, you're in the upper 2.5% of humanity. Okay? So thank you once again. Love and light to you. Absolutely.
Love and
light. Okay.
Peace.
Okay, so we're going to take another caller.
Caller 235, you're unmuted. Do you have a question?
Yes. Thank you so much for enlightening us and giving us positive information. Yeah, wait just a moment. Did you? So in order to achieve what you're accomplished, and I said, the lady said that you were complacent.
You're
and then
higher, so
to Okay, here's my daughter has a question.
Sure.
Okay, right now I'm on a journey of enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment, and a spiritual awakening, just outside of the religious box that, you know, I was brought up in as a child. And I'm just, you know, trying to find the secrets of the universe, a purpose for life. And one of the things that was just, like, really weighing me down was, you know, just going back and forth between these different worlds. I don't know if you know of anything about the dimensions, third dimension, fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you talk about love and light, but my family isn't aware of these things, and I'm aware of them, and I'm trying to move into another dimension, and it's like I keep on getting dragged back into the third dimension, and it's, you know, and I'm putting it in a box, in a bubble, you know, especially with the religion part, too, and it's just, it's drowning me and suffocating me, and it's not fulfilling me, so I'm just trying to find my purpose in life. So,
okay, yeah. What's your name?
My name is Hadassah Jail.
Hadassah, okay, well, first of all, thank you again for sharing your question, and I understand that, okay? This is something that we see all of the time. I'm going to go back to a balanced brain. What you're referring to is, what you're referencing is these transgenerational influences, right? So what it appears is that you have this ability to enter into other dimensions. The challenge with that is, you don't have the appropriate brain tissue available. It doesn't allow you to move with the order of the universe. You know, we have many people on the planet who are prophetic, and they have all these abilities. Well, we all have the ability to do that, okay? And we all have the ability to be able to move into these other dimensions if we choose to, okay? Now, when we have these influences, when you have a balanced brain, universe is going to guide you on how you continue to heal from these transgenerational influences, where there won't be any judgment, you'll be able to release attachment, and you won't be experiencing the pain and the heartache that one experiences because they're in what? Confusion. Okay?
Yeah.
And confusion has all to do with not having the appropriate brain tissue. When you begin to balance your brain, you begin to experience what you call neurogenesis. You begin to grow, neuro meaning nerve, and genesis meaning new. Okay, so you start to grow new brain tissue. Okay, and that is for any human being. Every human being really should be balancing their brain so they can move with the order of the universe. And when you're moving with the order, remember, it's orderly. Okay, when we're not aligned, then we're what? Existing disorderly.
Mm-hmm. So that has to do with epigenetics, then, right?
Oh, all of it. You know, you have to be able to explain your environment says everything. Okay?
Yes.
But again, remember, okay, remember what's being said here. When your brain is like a gateway, it's a station to other dimensions. Okay, and you could read any text that really starts to talk about what it is to have a balanced brain. Okay, when you are working with this new brain tissue, then what happens? You're in the upper 2.5% of humanity. So that means that you will continue to get the information, and you are no longer living in a third dimensional existent reality.
Yeah.
You begin to understand what it is to, in the fourth, emotions don't exist. Fear doesn't exist, doubt and shame, okay? But you can be here in the third and still exist in the fourth, okay? You can, but if you don't have the brain tissue, you can't fully experience it. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
If a person does not have the full brain tissue, they can't fully experience that. Make sense with that?
No, it makes sense. It seems that when I start to experience it, then as soon as I get around, you know, my family, then I'm getting pulled back into the third dimension because, you know, I get frustrated because it's like, y'all don't understand what else. Because they're looking at me like, you know, like I'm, you know, like I have demons in me or I'm not spiritually, you know, okay. I'm not being guided spiritually, and, you know, I don't have a higher power. I don't believe in a higher power. I do.
But remember, you're working with saturated, but what I'm trying to express to you is that you are still working with saturated brain tissue. Okay,
yeah.
So you can't get the appropriate information, and you're going to keep going back into this because you need new brain tissue. Okay, all right, so join us. You know, I'm going to repeat my email again. Tap in, email us, and we'll give you the information. And guess what? You'll be able to have a healthy, loving relationship with your family because you're moving with the order of the universe. And you're not in judgment. You'll be living through what we call universal principles. Completely other concept, okay? So please come in. We're going to get you on our mailing list, okay? You can come and attend some of our courses if you just want to have an experience, and then you can see, okay? So we're going to be right back because we're going to have a sponsor break, and then we're going to go on from there. Okay, so thank you so much for your question.
Thank you. Are you going to give me the a website?
Yes, you can email me. Yes, you can email me at drpearman@juis.education. Okay? drpearman at juis.education. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Dr. Pearl. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Okay. So it's time for us to say till next week. Okay. I'm sorry that we didn't get to everyone today. There was just so much information to share about this today. But please come hang out with us. Tonight we have an overview, okay? So you can go to www.juis.education. That is the website. You can enroll there. You will get on our mailing list. You will get all the updates on what we're doing, okay, this trip to Alaska, okay, that we're having. In addition, tonight we have the overview. You can come hang out with us at the overview. You'll get a ton of information, okay? And remember, we have to balance our brain, okay? We are sending all of you love and light. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you here next week at the Psycho Neuro Immunology Hour. Love and light to all of you. We love you. And we're sending you love to expand, evolve in the most divine way. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psycho Neuro Immunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pearman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.